Christine Dean with you, and this is live from Studio A here on KUMD. Joining us today, I'm getting a little bit of a sense of deja vu here because three of the people in the studio right now were here, I believe, on the same date a year ago today in a different band, Northern Howl. So, hi, guys. Welcome back. So who wants to, somebody needs to introduce the band. Spencer, you want to take those duties there?
Yeah, we're a lass from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We got Deep Cookie on the banjo, Spencer Roth on trumpet, Katie Thornton on accordion, Corey Grimberg on upright bass, and Ellery Kramer on the violin.
Now, is Northern Howl still in existence, or is this a different...
Yeah.
This is a different project.
Okay, so they both still exist.
Still around.
Okay, just checking. Good to know, good to know. Well, why don't you guys have a new EP, and you're doing an EP release show tonight at Fitger's Brew House, and that would start probably 10 o'clock, is that right?
10 o'clock. There's two bands, us and Yester. They're okay. Good friends of ours. They're great.
Also from the Twin Cities?
They're from Duluth.
Oh, they're from Duluth. Okay. So that starts at 10 o'clock tonight, Fitger's Brew House. Why don't you guys get started with a song? What do you want to do?
This is a song called Little Bird. I'm going to give it 8. Oh. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8. Mother bird on a winter's day, your little bird has flown away. Tell me, what is it like to have the nest to yourself? 'Cause we all have been and we all will be. If it means that you and I might make it to the other side, but I came too late when your hope was lost and you were so close to getting across. If only we didn't move so fast. That's Alas, live from Studio A. And you guys have only been together a short time, right? Katie, I'm going to ask you the question because you're right in front of me, so okay.
You picked the wrong place to sit.
Yeah,
you guys just got together in August, is that right?
Yeah, our first show was actually the last day of July, but we're all together. And actually, our second show with our full band was yesterday. We've all been in different parts of the country, and we've played shows with different groups of folks from this band, but we haven't been able to have very many full shows, so this will only be our third one. tonight, but yeah, we've all been playing music together for different amounts of time and different projects. And
mm-hmm. So some of you are in Northern Howl together. How about the two that are not in that band?
Me, Drew, and Corey both do a lot of rap stuff, which is how we know each other.
And
really?
That's
something
completely
different from what you do here?
Yeah. I rap and Corey makes the dopest beats in Minneapolis.
And then you come and do something completely different than that. I love that. How did you get to do this project, start to do this project?
I'd met Katie, and she'd already been playing with Ellerine Spencer, and we just, the stuff me and Katie were writing was kind of similar, so we started doing it together, and then it just kind of grew, just absorbed people. Earl and Ellerine and Katie were already doing it too, this stuff.
So you haven't played that many shows together, but you've already got an EP out. Tell me about making the EP. And I'm assuming it was probably done pretty lo-fi. It seems like you guys like to do things old-timey, just the mics in the middle, everybody gathers around, that kind of thing. Is that how you'd like to do it?
Yeah, for the EP, we did it last summer, and we recorded it at a studio that some friends of ours run in their house, and we decided that we wanted to do it single take, all together. But to do that and not to get everything to bleed into each other, we actually had to do it in different rooms of the house. We had one person in the bathroom, one in the bedroom, one in the stairway. But we did do it live, and we got every song within a couple takes and finished the entire EP within 6 hours, which was... felt pretty good.
Nice.
We also, I totally forgot. Oh, yeah, we'd only played together a couple of times, and Spencer had played together, even practiced with us, like, once or twice, and he was upstairs because his trumpet would bleed into everything, so he couldn't even see us, and we all had to know the form of the song well enough to do it without vocals, because I had to do the vocals later.
Separately.
And it was really hot, so we're all, Corey's in, like, his boxers.
Oh, funny. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Where did the songs on the album come from? Who, any particular songwriters in the band? Do you do everything together? How does that work? Spencer's pointing, but that's unfortunately
all the songwriters. Yeah.
The songwriters are, you're pointing at Drew and Katie and who else?
Ellerine.
Ellerine. Okay.
Ellerine.
We come in with fairly complete ideas of songs, but as soon as we introduce them to the band, it opens it up to all these possibilities of changes, and so it's no longer really just our songs, and everybody builds.
Do you guys stick with the instruments that you're playing here? I think if I'm remembering correctly, Northern Howl, you guys kind of switch things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you do that in this band, or do you just kind of stick with what you got here?
We play a lot of things, but it's basically we stick with these things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
Oh, you gotta put your picks on.
Oh, no. This one's gonna be called Suburban Sprawling, and it's on the EP.
And the EPs are lovely. They were spray-painted. Is that what you're telling me, Spencer?
they still smell.
They're so fresh that they... beautiful artwork, hand-done. So I'm assuming they're going to be available at the show tonight at Fitker's Brewhouse if you want to pick one up.
And all of the songs that we're playing are on that EP.
Okay. All right. You guys ready? All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Suburban sprawling, swallowing the farms and forests that I love. The earth is shaking, cracking, sucking it all down till it erupts. Down.
So choose your side, cause it's do or die. There's no room to remain a passerby. Heaven knows all the lies that have been told. Well, you tuck inside your bed under the roof of your own home. Draw your sword, this war won't be won by drawing with a pen.
Alas, alas, live from Studio A. Well, you guys are a fairly new band. What's next for you? What's the next plan for this band?
School.
Taking a big break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all hang out in different parts of the country for the school year. So I guess hopefully in May we'll be touring again, or at least playing some shows around mm-hmm. Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. And then a world tour next summer.
Well, we'll look forward to that. So you're kind of like, you get together when you can and make some music and have some fun, it sounds like.
It's all about the fun.
That's pretty important. That's pretty
and
important.
The world tours.
It's what do you mostly about the world tours.
What do you guys want to wrap up with today? Let's do one more.
A track called Sandstone.
Need some water.
I'm okay, thank you. Uh-oh. The floor needs
me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Wash, wash away. Wash away the sand, so that holds the city up.
and take a drink of the water. Anoint my head with the dirty water and wash away.
That's Alas, Alas, live from Studio A with Sandstone. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, they have a show tonight at Fitger's Brew House. Who are you playing with again?
Yester.
A Duluth band called Yester. And that starts at 10 o'clock tonight. And they have an EP by the same name, Alas, Alas. And if people want to find you on the web, just alasalas.com, right?
That's it.
All right.
That's the idea.
Thanks a lot, guys.